Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it's no secret in our household, but my wife Rachel and I, we're big fans of the Harry Potter world. It's a fantastic work of fiction spanning 7 novels and several movies and its own specialty craft theme park at Universal Studios. Don't tell Pastor I mentioned Universal Studios while he was gone. Please. But growing up, there were so many things from the Harry Potter world that I wished I could have. Watching Harry zip around on a broom, I thought that would be wonderful to have. Or a magic wand to cast spells, but maybe pretty boring. I really wanted a remember-all. It was this device, a tiny sphere that when you held it, it would fill up with this red smoke when you forgot something. It was given to one of my favorite characters. And in this scene, as he's given it, the ball fills up with red smoke. And he says, you know, the only problem is, I can't remember what I've forgotten. And growing up, I used to think, how useful could something like that be? I mean, forgot my phone at home, left the oven on. Is it an anniversary or a birthday? As long as the ball fills up with red smoke, I better check. I've forgotten something. Just the reminder that I've forgotten. It'd be so helpful. The problem is, though, maybe my wife would agree, I think it would fill up with red smoke almost daily. Because you and I, we have a hard time remembering things. In fact, it's a pretty common trait throughout all of human history. People are pretty good at forgetting things. If you look around, most of the world has already forgotten about the Christmas season. They moved on to bigger and better things. People have forgotten that the 12 days follow after Christmas until Epiphany. Now is the time to focus on the new year, parties, bowl games, and NFL playoffs. Christmas was, it's in the past. It was so last week. From New Year's resolutions to the promises of God, people have a hard time remembering. But in each of our readings today, the pages are filled with reminders. Matthew reminds his readers in the gospel reading constantly that the actions that are taking place are to fulfill what the prophet spoke. Matthew doesn't just say, Joseph eventually went to Nazareth. He used to be in Egypt, but then he came back. But no, Matthew highlights the promises made by God through the prophets. You see, Matthew is trying to tell his original readers, as well as you and I, this Jesus, he's no accident. You see, Matthew is trying to remind the people that Jesus is all part of a plan that God promised. It says, out of Egypt I called my son. Matthew even highlights that the evil that was done by Herod was promised by God. They should have known that these worldly rulers were going to fail. They should expect a different kind of ruler. And finally, Matthew even highlights that Jesus would be called a Nazarene. But why would Matthew be so hung up on all of these reminders? That might be a question that a 21st century reader might have. But I can guarantee you, it's not a question that the first Christians would have had. You see, when they heard these words, that these prophecies were fulfilled, that the promises God had kept, and what may have seemed like minor things, well, they would have found great comfort. Now, it's not like the comfort you and I have when we're sitting down in the recliner after a long day and we know there's nothing left on the to-do list. Nothing facing us tomorrow. We can just relax and watch a Hawkeye's victory or just drink your favorite soda. No, this is a kind of comfort that's much greater and way more meaningful than anything else we could really grasp, I think. See, because God remembers the little things, God remembers us. It may seem like a small thing that Jesus moved to Egypt and then he could just be called out of Egypt into Nazarene just so he could be called a Nazarene. It may even seem like such a small thing that the children killed in Bethlehem fulfilled the words of Jeremiah. However, we have to remember that these were prophecies, promised events that would happen by God. You see, God spoke these events hundreds of years ago by the mouths of his prophets before Jesus was born, and they were fulfilled. God kept his promises. He remembered. See, the prophet Isaiah, today in our reading, he spoke a lot about the Lord and his remembering. Isaiah recounts all the deeds that were done by God, specifically also how the people would betray God. However, in verse 11, Isaiah says, "Then he remembered the days of old, of Moses and his people." Isaiah then goes on to list the miraculous works that God did for his people. God provided for his people in gigantic ways that defied belief and created awe and amazement. The sea was torn in two so that people could walk on dry land. They ate manna in the wilderness, and they were given a promised land, all because God remembered his promises. Promises that he spoke through Moses to the people. He remembered his promises to them just as he remembers his promise to you. I mean, by remembering, he sent his son to be born a helpless babe in Bethlehem. It was meek and mild, but it defied belief, and it still creates awe and amazement to this day. Because remember, you once were dead in your trespasses. You and I had nothing to offer the one true God, and left to our own devices, you and I would probably choose in our sinful flesh sin, death, hell, and damnation time and time again. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. God remembered you. God remembered me. It defies disbelief. It defies belief and amazes me. It amazes me that Almighty God, maker of heaven and earth, who put all the stars in the sky, he knows them by name, he remembered poor, sinful, little old me. The same God who sees the depths of your heart, he still loves you. He thought you were to die for. I mean, hear the words of the prophet Isaiah. He has redeemed you. He's called you by name, and you are his. But you and I, we don't need some fancy ball that will fill up with smoke to help us remember this truth. You see, with how often you and I forget the promises of God, it would just always be filled up with red smoke. Instead, God has given you much greater means to remember. In holy baptism, God claims you as his dear child, and we should daily remember this. Martin Luther used to say, every time you get splashed with water in the face, you should remember, oh yeah, I'm baptized. I am God's dear child. He's given you a greater name than any name that you possibly could have had. Our Lord's Supper is a reminder that we can taste and see that the Lord is good, that we have forgiveness of sins. The very words written on the Bibles in your pews or in your homes are constantly screaming out this reminder that you are God's dear child. These aren't some magical tools or an invention made by man. These are just more of the surefire promises of God. So today, let's not forget the comfort we have in this gospel, a comfort unlike anything you and I could possibly imagine. But let's also not forget something else. God wants us to tell others about him. The promises that we read about today, they were spoken by people, human beings that God commanded to go out and tell the people his words. Just as Christ told his disciples, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. God's given you his Spirit to do this. For it's not your own works, but God working through you. You see, true to form, at the end of Matthew's gospel, Matthew wants to leave you with another promise from God, even at the end of his book. You see, within the last verse of Matthew, there's this promise made by Christ. And surely I am with you always to the very end of this age. You see, God remembered us in the babe of Bethlehem, who grew up to become the Son of Man who died upon the cross for your sins and mine. So don't forget. Tell your friends, Merry Christmas. So be it. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.